This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The rise of fintech has brought upon many possibilities, and for us urban folks, we are pretty much used to the idea of using these services on a daily basis. But for some, it's more than just convenience. It's a way to reach out and help support their families. There are currently over 1.7 million migrant workers in Malaysia, and giving them the ability to transfer money directly and instantly helps them to reach out to their families in their home countries in a risk-free manner. Value is one of them services that's doing this in collaboration with Easy Paisa in Pakistan, and now a new partnership with Mutual Trust Bank, enabling wallet-to-wallet remittance from Malaysia to Bangladesh. With me today is...
I'm Prasanna Rao. I'm the CEO of Value Sendirian Berhad. Value is the e-money service provider in Malaysia. And then we are also one of the remittance service providers in Malaysia.
So tell me a bit about the idea of a Value. Of course, digital remittance is not something new. It's been around for a number of years now. And also the name Value, it's not as in V-A-L-U-E. It's spelled differently. It's in V-A-L-Y-O-U. Tell me about the meaning of the name and then how did this all start?
Value, actually, the brand name represents the two core values. First is always we give our customers more value of their money with our service and offers. Second is the wordplay you. You actually reflects our personalized and caring way of dealing with our customers. So that's the reason Value for customers and you being the customers and the partners and the dealers and even the employees of the company. So it's about dealing with them. It's kind of a caring way that we do to our customers and to the partners that are involved.
And this started when?
We bought our existing company in Malaysia in 2015 in December. And then the mobile wallet app, the digital way of remittance, we started in December 2016.
What was the reasoning in buying over that company instead of just starting out something completely new and fresh?
That gives you a head start because this company was already there having a certain captive. This was a Nepal-based company. And then we came in here and we saw that this Nepal-based company would give us a head start with the kind of infrastructure that they have. And it's a good starting point to have a captive which they've already started and build on from there.
And what was your fascination in getting involved with the digital remittance industry or service? 2 years ago was I guess, probably the start of where we were noticing about digital wallets and digital remittance and all. What piqued your interest in that industry?
See, technology-wise, if you see, Telenor is one company which is technologically-driven company, and we are experts in handling the customers. We saw a huge gap in the market. Currently, if you see the conventional operators, they are basically a brick-and-mortar model, and they expect the customers to come all the way to that particular stores and then send the money. With the digital wallet, what you do is you kind of make the convenience available to them. Today is a mobile-first world, and you just download the app, and then from the app, you can send the money at your own convenience, at any time, anywhere you would like to send the money. So that fascinated us, and we are a technology provider, and we also have the expertise in handling the customers. So that fascinated us, and that we saw that there's a huge gap in the market. And yeah, as you are aware, Telenor is always present in Malaysia in the name of Digi. We are also a telecom operator. We have a sizable customers there, and we know how to kind of handle the customers. So that's the reason we saw that there's an opportunity here, and that's the opportunity that we are actually trying to make best of.
And 2 years after, we do see many players who are also playing the same field. So what makes you different and unique, and how have you set yourself apart from the rest?
In terms of being different, it is actually in the three ways. One is convenience, second is the affordability, and third is the reliability.
But one would argue that all of these, you know, players would also say the same thing about, you know, convenience, reliability, and cost as well, right? So
yeah.
What sets you apart then?
As I said earlier, being Digi and already having a kind of a retail presence. Digi currently has about 10,000 plus retail touch points where the electronic top-up they do for their telco. We could synergize with them, and then we could actually get these touch points available for our customers, which we have currently already done 2,000 touch points available for our customers to do and do the cash-in. So that's where we are offering the convenience. The second, in terms of convenience, coming up with a mobile wallet app which can connect to the APIs of multiple operators across the Asian region where the migrants come from, and they can send the money. In terms of reliability, we have an extensive network of the partners in banking, which are covering most of the major banks across Asia. And in terms of affordability, since we are a very lean company, we can pass on this kind of savings that we do to the customers to make it even more affordable.
And in 2 years since then, what's changed? Or were there any point of times where you had to go back to the drawing board and rethink on different strategies? Or what's been that biggest change since launch?
Just to give you a testimony of the digital remittances accepted in this particular market, in the last 2 years, 60% of our transactions today are coming from digital wallet. That means they accept it. That means they see that there is a convenience. Whatever hypothesis that we had actually put on the board is actually come back. We have kind of tweaked a bit of offers. We have kind of tweaked a kind of approach, but there is nothing that we have gone back and, you know, had to rework on it. It is very well accepted. People like it. And then, there are a bit of challenges in terms of the external challenges or the offline challenges in terms of the technology acceptance and the trust and other factors. But as such, it is very well accepted by the customers.
So how do you deal with those external challenges, the trust especially?
Yeah, it is just about, if you see this particular segment that we're dealing with, these are migrants. They are media blind, and definitely they go on word of mouth. It is just about having your own ambassadors who can speak their own languages. And in Facebook, we connect to them in the native language, which they understand. And when they start sending money, the word of mouth just starts spreading that, you know, this is extremely convenient and people can actually send money, and then the word of mouth spreads and we can see that it is being accepted by people.
Your target market then is the migrant workers then?
Currently,
that's the core?
Yeah, currently Value is focusing on migrants, where international remittance is one of the key products that we are offering.
Mm-hmm. Is that a big enough market here in Malaysia?
Yes, currently if you see there are about 1.8 million migrant workers, out of which more than 50% are underserved, and they are, most of them are underbanked as well. So being a mobile wallet operator, what advantage you do is, so you have a non-banking money service business license, which is a kind of, really helps them to kind of go and try out this product, and then the convenience is experienced by them.
And you operate here in Malaysia, so how has it been? Is it a good place for something like this, for a digital remittance player to be operation here in Malaysia? Because we seem to be empowering, you know, the fintech startups, and you know, Bank Negara has like a fintech sandbox and stuff like that as well.
Yes, actually, we have to give the credit to Bank Negara for creating and enabling an environment for new and innovative kinds of money services to find footing in Malaysia. It has been very easy for us to actually go and roll out this product in the market. Although this market is it's a very small country, Malaysia has not only thriving banking industry, but also booming fintech scene. There are many other wallet operators as well.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you can differentiate and give the value to the customers, that is always an opportunity for you to do well in this market.
Mm. So tell me a bit about how does this all work then, in the sense like when money is sent from one person to the other, what happens in the back end? Because it's as easy as just keying in a few passwords, sending money over, and it's done, right?
Absolutely. You are spot on. It is as easy as that. The whole idea is the customer has to actually download the app first, and then he has to get himself registered. It's a basic KYC that he needs to do. It's a Know Your Customer, which is a requirement from the central bank as a regulatory requirement. After that, is as easy as you said. He just has to put the beneficiary name, or he has to put the beneficiary account number, and then our back-end APIs are connected to the banks across the major banks in Asia. And the money just goes there instantly, within seconds, into the bank account, into the receiving side.
Mm. And you mentioned that some of these migrant workers, the families back home, are unbanked. And how would they then deal with the issue of receiving the money then?
There are two ways that they can actually receive the money. They can either receive in their wallets. A few of the markets have wallets. and they can also go and pick up the cash from the bank branches or through the agents who are the license holders there. So it's not only bank to bank service that we are offering, we are also offering bank to cash as well.
Mm-hmm. But this means you have to be present as well in those countries? Or?
Not really. We have the tie up with the partners. Those partners are also the licensed operators in that particular country. So you don't have to be, well, you need not be present in those particular countries.
But for them to be able to use the money that they receive from the digital wallet and for them to continue using their wallet, you will then have to somehow make presence in those countries. Is that right?
Yes.
And currently at this point in time, just only in Malaysia, any plans of expansion then?
Currently, we are focusing on Malaysia. We have our learnings to be completed. And then if we see some opportunities, then definitely we'll look at the other parts in the region as well.
I'm speaking to Prasanna Rao. He's the CEO of Value Malaysia. And we'll be right back to talk about your partnerships and more. BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
We're back and my name is Jeff Sandhu and I'm here with Prasanna Rao. He's the CEO of Value Malaysia. We're talking about digital remittance services industry. And early on, we talked a little bit about Value and how you guys came about. Let's talk about your partnerships with Mutual Trust Bank and Bcash. How was this possible, especially you're a startup and also a fintech player, one that has many competitors in this area. How did you manage to get in?
Yeah. Bcash, if I have to talk a bit about Bcash, Bcash is a very matured wallet operator in Bangladesh. If you see Bangladesh, virtually everyone with a mobile has a Bcash wallet. And of course, with Bangladesh making up a significant portion of migrant population here in Malaysia, we saw an opportunity to send wallet to wallet. So introducing Bcash in Malaysia in partnership with Mutual Trust Bank, which is the clearing partner, you need to have a bank to clearing the money, paved way for us to the future wallet-to-wallet business. So that's when we started our journey. We had our fair share of learnings, what actually is required for the customer, and that's how we started with this partnership.
Tell me a bit about that learnings that you had then, like the differences between the market here in Malaysia and back in Bangladesh as well.
Yeah, in Bangladesh, if you see, it's an extremely difficult market. It's a very spread out market. And then you need to have a receiving touch points at the receiving end. You need to have multiple. We have about 180,000, Bcash has about 180,000 agents who are doing the cash out at that particular locations. Mm. So it's an excellent partner for you to work. We can go to the forests, you can go to the hillsides, you can go to the river sides of Bangladesh in the village, in the rural areas where a person can go and cash out.
Technology-wise, it must be a challenge though, right? Because you're not working with the urbanites, which, you know, they have the high-end premium smartphones and stuff. You're working with migrant workers who may not have, top-of-the-line phones that are able to, you know, support new apps and stuff. So how do you deal about this? And, like, is it an app still or is it like a mobile web? And how do you build something like this?
Currently, what the customers are using is the app. And then one of the main challenge for us, at least, is educating the customers to go digital first because they are so used to going to a brick and mortar and then sending the money. And this is, again, a niche market. We are dealing with migrants. We've been able to overcome this challenge with two things. The mobile wallet app that we have, this is available in 7 to 8 languages, which is the popular migrant workers who are here. Mm-hmm. And then we also have 2,000 cash-in merchants who provides a human interface to complement the app that we have. Through the app and the merchant network, slowly we are building amongst the migrant segment.
Mm. Educating-wise, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, most of the customers who are tech-savvy, they start getting used to it, and then we have seen this across the migrant segment that, you know, they try to, you know, kind of explain to him how is this being used, and then they try to learn from each other. Mm. The current challenge that we have is the starting point. Once it is started, it's just like on WhatsApp, probably they learn and they can move on.
Mm. Is cost something that they would also be attractive to them, that, you know, it's cost benefit for the consumers?
Of course, that's been always our idea, is that since you don't have a fixed cost charges, and these charges will be passed on to the customer. Mm-hmm. And then they see that there is a value. Like, for example, if you see, we have zero sending fee to Bcash. And that's what they are liking it. And we are able to give that because we are lean and we have less costs. Since they are doing the self-service on their own, we can pass on this cost benefit to them.
And what about typically, what would the cost be like for the consumer then to just send money to another digital wallet or to cash out, for example, in their home country?
Yeah. If you see the most popular denominations that they send, and among the most of the corridors, it is about ringgit 10 is what they spend to send. It's a service fee that we charge, mm-hmm. Which is quite affordable for them. And moving forward with the volumes growing, we are actually even planning to pass on whatever the savings that we do to the customers to make it more and more affordable for them.
Mm-hmm. How do you keep up with the loyalty in for them to keep using the value as well, instead of having someone maybe to come into the game and offer some package or some early startup, or whether you new register you get free this and that? How do you entice them to be loyal?
Yeah, among this community, frankly, the first and the most important service, the loyalty factor they look at is the service that you are offering. Mm. How easy it is for me to send from here, and how easy it is for me, loved one, to pick up the cash from there. That's the most important factor they look at. On top of that, we will always keep on coming up with promo codes, which will probably give them a sending fee discount, which will probably give them electronic top-ups free, will probably give them a telco top-up free. We kind of on and off, we look at them, we build things what is actually required by them. We keep them engaged in one way or the other in terms of giving either discount, in terms of the sending fees, or some kind of a goodies which they continuously kind of enjoy.
Mm. Is it also safe to think that it's safer to send money using a digital remittance player like yourself than going through the traditional way where you have middlemen in between?
Yeah. Definitely, yes, it is safer in a way that the money is in the wallet. It's an electronic money that he's carrying. Even if his mobile is lost, his money is not lost.
Mm.
He just has to take another mobile and he has to download the app again and put his ID and the password. The money is recovered.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike if he loses his physical cash, physical wallet, he loses his cash. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, all these APIs are connected directly to the bank. So there's no question of money going anywhere else. It straight away goes into the bank account, or it is made available at the wallet on the other side. So it is extremely safe, and all these apps are controlled by the secret PIN, which is only known to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he doesn't compromise his PIN, it's always safe. It's super, super safe.
What about value? Any plans from now till year end? Anything exciting on the pipeline that you're building on?
Yes, we definitely have an exciting thing coming up, which is the online, which is for not only the migrant workers that we are talking about. This can be accessed by the local Malaysians as well.
Mm-hmm.
Using this online tool, the local Malaysians can directly send the money from their bank account to the countries where they want to send the money. We are going to launch it very soon. I would request the listeners to actually go out and try and express their interest in value.com.my/BFM
mm-hmm.
to sign up. And then when we are ready, we will send a beta version for them to invite them and then try to actually try the product and give us the feedback, and we can probably complete the product in a way that they require.
So now you're looking to expand your target audience as well. So what's the reasoning in this instead of just trying to go into different markets?
Malaysia still has a lot of people who have their children studying outside abroad. They would like to send the money. They are currently going into the conventional banks and paying probably a little more charges. They are banked. They have their online banking. By this web tool that we are giving it to them, this makes their life that much more easy. They're sitting at home at their convenience. Probably they can send it at any given time.
Mm. So Malaysia has a lot of more opportunities in that aspect then?
Yeah, if you ask me, we just started scratching the surface.
Wow.
There's a lot to do in Malaysia for us as well.
But I wish you all the best. And yeah, definitely. What's the site again to check it out for BFM listeners would be?
It would be value.com.my/BFM. As value as in VALYOU, but if in case the customers even go to the VALUE, we have kept that open as
right,
well.
Right, right. So that is one of the ways where you protect yourselves in order for people to actually be able to find you, because you buy in both domains then.
Yes.
All right. Prasanna, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
And I've been speaking to Prasanna Rao, the CEO of Value Malaysia, talking about the digital remittance services. And if you missed any parts of today's show, you can download the podcast at bfm.my or get the app. My name is Jaf Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.